Welcome to the Wealthy After Divorce podcast. Jackie Ressler, a divorce financial planner with almost 25 years experience, and myself, Melissa Freidenberg, financial advisor with Pearl Planning. We are both certified divorce financial analysts and your co-hosts.
If you're thinking about divorce or in the process of divorce, this is a time for you to take a deep breath and give yourself permission to gain clarity on the financial decision you're facing.
While the term wealth typically refers to money and possessions, we know that truly being wealthy means a whole lot more. Together with our guests on this podcast, we will help you live wealthy after divorce. Hello, and welcome to the Wealthy After Divorce podcast. This is Melissa Freidenberg here, and I am joined by Melissa Joy, the founder of Pearl Planning. And today we are going to talk about year-end planning for those who have recently been divorced. So welcome, Melissa.
Yay! This is my first time on the Wealthy After Divorce podcast, so I'm a fan. I've listened to most of the episodes. I'm so excited for what you and Jackie are doing, Melissa, on this podcast. Excited to be here.
Hey, well, we're excited to have you. And so let's talk about year-end planning for those who have gone through a divorce this year in 2022. What are some of the things you want to think about as we have 7 weeks left in the year?
Yeah, there is so much transition that happens post-divorce. I think this is a great episode to anticipate if you are still going through your divorce. And also, you know, it still applies if you're a couple years out. But there's such a transition, so many changes, and so much of that is related to money that this discussion is very important. One of the things that you really need to be thinking about is, you know, what do you need to get done? And that list is so long and so overwhelming after you have your legal document that makes your divorce official that a lot of the time there are still action items that are important that haven't been addressed yet. And I think year-end planning is always a very critical motivator to getting things done. So make sure you have that list and prioritize how can I knock off a few things in a time of the year where you may be extra motivated to get things done.
Absolutely. And as you touched on, there's just so many things you've made decisions on. I completely understand when people, you know, take that final document and just kind of set it aside and take some time to emotionally, you know, kind of unwind from all those decisions. But now would be a time to kind of pick that back up, look at things like taxes and investments and, you know, logistics that maybe you put aside because you were just so over the emotional transition of going through a divorce. Now would be a really good time to, as you said, create a list and create some action items for yourself, either for the end of this year and also into 2023. What are some of the first things you want to address when looking at your year?
Well, you definitely need to look at your tax picture, because if this was the year that you were divorced, you are likely, if you're single, then, you know, whatever your status is on 1231 is how you'll file your taxes. So know that you will be either filing single or head of household. For many people, they don't have a tax professional. That is perhaps, I talked to a lot of people that really wanted someone to be a tax professional and their spouse resisted and filed on their own. And in many other cases, the tax pro was their spouse's person. And so they need to identify someone. And, you know, tax season, you don't have to file your taxes until first or second quarter next year. The typical deadline is April 15th, as we know. But identifying the right person, and we often make suggestions to people who have recently been divorced, would be helpful to do now so you can ask questions about, for example, your withholdings year to date. Are you going to owe a lot of taxes? You know, who is going to help you file? So it's a great time to identify that person.
Absolutely. And really embracing that you are the one making those financial decisions now. So if you wanted to use a tax professional and you were overruled, now is the time. Lock in that tax professional. If you want to go ahead and do it on your own, or you feel like you don't have a really complicated case, do get organized. Create a folder to collect all of the tax documents that are going to start coming in. And again, whichever way you go, it's up to you. So you are the one making that decision, and embrace that control over your finances and really make sure that you're prepared once tax season rolls around.
Some of this is getting things done before the end of the year, but also it's setting intention for next year. So any of these things we're talking about, it's also a terrific time to say, you know, I had to put my financial life on the back burner because there were so many fires to put out when it came to my family and to myself during the divorce process. But these are the ways I'd like to be proactive and intentional with my money, which will help support me and my family going forward. So also setting some intention for next year, whether it's about your taxes and you know that you're withholding the right amount, or it's about your cash flow and your budget, which had to change because maybe you're setting up a new household, et cetera, then give yourself the time to set some intention before the new year rolls around.
And one of those things to mention on the tax status, as you said, you are either filing single or head of household. If you have not made those updates with your employer on withholding, now would be a good time to do that, even if it's, you know, really for 2023, but you want to contact your employer and ask for updates to your W-4 so that you're making sure that you're withholding enough in most cases if you're going from married filing jointly to single.
That's right. And if you have kids and you're filing head of household, it may be, it goes back and forth depending on who claims each year. So making sure that you have the right adjustments as you go can be really important. And so I would just say there are opportunities, whether you go on the IRS website to look at your withholdings or use software like we use for to analyze taxes. You can always review a pay stub if you are working. And that's certainly a thing that a good tax pro, a CPA, or enrolled agent should be able to help you out with too.
As we're talking about going back to your decree to see things like, is it your year to claim dependents and such, because those often alternate if there are children involved, definitely worth looking back and making sure that you have done all of those things that were in the decree as far as renaming and getting assets in your name, in your agreement that you were getting qualified assets from maybe your ex's work plan, making sure that those documents are either in the works or if they've been filed, following up with the employer of your ex and making sure that those things are getting put in your name. Those are all things worth visiting if you haven't done so already.
Yeah, they tend to drag on, especially when you need a qualified domestic relation order, otherwise known as a quadro. So do make sure you don't drop the ball and get those assets titled in the right way. And by the way, also, your beneficiary designations for accounts that you continued to manage or control as well.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's huge. For most of you, you don't want to give your assets to your ex. If anything happens to you, make sure you refresh those. And almost every case, you need a new estate plan if you had one already. So an estate plan is your will, your trust, your powers of attorney. We have terrific episodes on all of these topics. Do make sure that you are in control with it. A lot of this conversation for those recently divorced is making sure that you are in the pilot seat for your financial life. And so some of these housekeeping items will help you to do that.
And I know you touched on in the beginning, but if this feels overwhelming to you, if you're listening to this episode and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to do all of these things, and you're still kind of reeling from the emotional process of going through a divorce, just putting it on paper, as Melissa started out with, putting a list of things. So maybe you don't get to everything by December 31st, but you start off the new year with a list of things and to-dos. If you're a paper note person like me, I love the feeling of crossing things off. So get that list started. That is part of the feeling productive, right? On all those things that you have to do. And again, just going back to those final documents, the decree, where you can review and make sure that everything that was in there is either being taken care of or has been taken care of. That is a huge step for really taking control over your finances.
And some things aren't financial, so but they're related. So Melissa, you have a great former episode on our other podcast, 52 Pearls Weekly Money Wisdom, where you talk about budgeting for the holidays. But you may feel like you need to compensate with kids for a really difficult year with your holiday budget. And I would encourage you to listen to that episode and think about experiences and setting new traditions with your family members. And Jackie actually recorded a terrific episode recently about Halloween arrangements, like custody sharing over Halloween. But I would listen to that episode as you're thinking about the holidays, whether you celebrate a Hanukkah, all of us celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas and New Year's, then do be thinking about a way to be very intentional about setting new traditions and the right mindset. And I know that's not, you know, straight dollars and cents, but I think it's terrific advice and resources that we have in our recorded episodes here. So we want to make sure you have those resources at hand as you're trying to create a special year and season for yourself.
Sometimes really about just feeling you have everything under control. And a lot of that is non-financial, but it's certainly something that when you're doing your year-end planning that you want to think about. When it comes to budgeting, really looking at what you have in your cash reserves, both, mm-hmm. you know, in your new picture, making sure that you have money on hand for holiday gifts, not saying you need to go overboard or compensate for anything, but just making sure that you have the money there that you would normally have to buy gifts for family members and children, plans for New Year's Eve. All those things cost money. So really planning ahead now and also making sure that you have your normal cash reserves on hand as well.
Yeah, you may need to make adjustments. And I always tell people, at a minimum, the divorce transition is 2 years long, but it can be much longer where you get from what your former life was to really feeling in control of your new life on your terms. And so do give yourself grace during this time of change. Don't think that everything has to be the same as it always has been. Do be open to new traditions and opportunities and be intentional. Money comes into all of this, right? So if you just decide to ignore your cash flow and budget, maybe you start with a cash settlement that, you know, is set aside for something else or is really retirement reserves. If that disappears, then there's no do-over. So do make sure if you need to have some conversations in that cash flow and budget while giving yourself grace, seek to talk to a professional so that you don't have mistakes that really compromise or cost the future you.
And as you're talking about cash reserves and figuring out how much you need to have there, the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates a few times this year, and that has not been great for the equity markets and the fixed income markets, so your investments. However, for your cash reserves, right now we are seeing higher yields. So if you currently have it in a low interest bearing account or a non-interest account, you may want to look at some money market rates or potentially CDs for that money, because you are getting a lot more interest than you were a year ago.
And, you know, that ties into one of the last things I want to talk about, which is you may not have made investment decisions for yourself in the past. It may have been outsourced or your spouse was making the financial investment decisions. And what a year. 2022 is when we're recording this. It's been a bear market. It's not the most inviting year for you to be in charge of your accounts. I'm not saying that everyone's like that, because a lot of people really do control their accounts. But if you are one of those who feels like an investment novice, or perhaps you have a financial professional, but you don't really feel like they are addressing your education, providing you the information you need, or providing financial planning in conjunction with your investment advice, evaluating, making sure your investment accounts are organized, that you understand them, and working with a professional that will meet you where you're at in terms of your investment experiences and help you to feel more knowledgeable and in control, can be a really important way for you to have more effective investment management over time.
Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned that, because sometimes, you know, everybody feels anxious in a market like this about their investments, but making sure that if you're working with someone, they're making you feel at least knowledgeable as to what's going on in the market in general, as well as with your investments, and really making sure that these investments are allocated based on your risk tolerance, your appetite for risk, which is always tested when markets are down, right? But if you've gone through a divorce recently, maybe those were allocated based off of your former partner and their allocation preferences. So it's certainly something worth reviewing now that you've hopefully made sure that things are in your name and transferred over. And if you need help with that, certainly reach out. That's what we do here at Pearl Planning.
That's right. And in the words of famous Sun and Money expert Susan Bradley, when money changes, life changes. And when life changes, money changes. So it's very likely that there need to be some tweaks or adjustments to your investment strategy based on your new circumstances. And so you deserve to receive professional advice with dignity and respect to you. You don't deserve to have people that talk over you or at you. You should really feel like you're in control in your engagement with financial professionals. I would just say as we wrap up that I want to give you a pep talk that no one knows your needs and your finances more than you. And if you're recently divorced, you may have a little bit lower financial self-esteem. Do know that you can manage these things. This year-end stuff is a great time to start to take that ownership and control. Or if not, if you're not just getting started, to ramp it up. And also know that you do have resources like this that can help you to stay on track. So if you're a regular listener, we appreciate it, but we have so many great resources and additional episodes that have advice, not just during divorce, but especially post-divorce. And as you increase your knowledge, you should be able to increase the opportunities for great, sound, intentional decisions when it comes to your finances. And that has a compounding return on good financial outcomes in your life. So keep up the good work. Give yourself a pat on the back for the things that you've done really well this year. And then set that intention for next year as well for what you're going to accomplish in the following year.
And really keeping it incremental and giving yourself grace after a tough year, but also really getting things at least in list format of what needs to get done.
Yeah. If you grabbed a sheet of paper after this episode and just wrote down three things, I'd consider it a win.
Well, thank you so much, Melissa. This has been so helpful for our listeners and good reminder for me, some things as well. So I really appreciate you sharing your knowledge and expertise with us here on the Wealthy After Divorce podcast.
Enjoy these last fleeting weeks of the year, everybody, and make sure to take a breath as you go, and looking forward to continuing the conversation into 2023. I can't believe I'm saying that.
I know, I just got used to 2022 on the calendar.
Same.
So good luck with the holidays, everyone. We will record an episode early in the new year with how to get your year off to the right start. For now, have a wonderful holiday season and thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Wealthy After Divorce podcast. You can find more information on Melissa Friedenberg and Jackie Ressler on our website, www.pearlplan.com, as well as on our podcast website, www.wealthyafterdivorce.com.